Je suis accompagnée de Laura J. Smith et de son film Gravis, qui a été programmé pendant la programmation Le Bloc Midnight Madness de samedi dernier. Bonjour Laura.
Bonjour. Hello.
Midnight Madness, the late screenings at Holy Shirts are known to be usually really successful. It's always a really intense block. How did it feel?
It felt fantastic. I mean, it was our premiere and it was on in the Chinese theatre on Hollywood Boulevard. It was in Cinema One, in Auditorium One. It's the theatre with all the handprints outside. It was absolutely fantastic to be there. And also, I really loved our block, because I felt that, you know, in our block we saw, I guess, a sort of mixture of horror, fantasy, science fiction even, but in every case the genre really pointed to something existential in the story, something about, you know, the characters, that something that was repressed, something that was, you know, needed to come out. So I absolutely loved that.
IndieWire talked about your work as an intriguing marriage of the visceral and the psychological. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? That's really, really nice.
Yeah, well, Gravid is about a woman who discovers she's pregnant, and at the same, or discovers she, sorry, Gravid is about a woman who discovers she might be pregnant, and at the same time she discovers her boyfriend wants a child. And she's frightened to say that she doesn't want a child because she fears this will end the relationship. And this kind of secret that she's not saying starts to literally grow inside her. And it becomes this sinister entity that is determined to come out. And so Gravid is about trying to balance who we are alongside the pressure from those we love.
In a relationship, and this is a love relationship, but also maybe by extension in any relationship, can you talk to us about the importance of secret? Is it important to always keep a bit of mystery?
Well, I think with Gravid was inspired by a situation I had when I was in a relationship, and I started to realize that my boyfriend wanted children and I didn't, and I became very scared to really talk about this because I feared the relationship would be over, and of course eventually, you know, it was over. But when I look back on it, what was really strikes me now was that in the same way I didn't really talk about wanting children, when I look back on it now, I realise that whilst I didn't talk about the fact that I didn't want children, he didn't talk about the fact that he wanted children. And so there was, in a way, it was like both of us were keeping these secrets.
Why choosing this genre to describe and share a story that's so personal? Can you talk to us about the importance of the genre within the story, or more precisely, the story within the genre?
I think for me, I wanted to I guess what the horror was doing was giving a physical presence to something that's existential. And what I wanted to do was to really dramatize what she was feeling in a way that people who hadn't been in this situation, so people from different backgrounds, different life choices, different genders, could relate to what was going on as this very kind of disturbing, horrific thing. And then I also really like the idea that, you know, it would also become something for him as well, which is the end of the film. Yeah.
Holy Shorts Film Festival qualifies for the Academy Award, so is the dream now today to pick up a qualification tonight on the red carpet and award ceremony?
Oh my God. yeah, I mean, of course, I think that's always the dream, but I think for me, I think of course we always dream as filmmakers we'll achieve that. But I think also for me that the main thing is that I really want to... Sorry, I sort of lost myself now. Yeah, I think. Can you ask the question again?
Yes, of course. Can you talk to us a little bit about maybe the importance of winning awards, you know, for a film and especially for this one?
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, you know, winning awards is great because it gets the film out there. Having a screening, having your premiere at somewhere like Hollyoaks. Sorry, I'm really sorry. I directed a TV series called Hollyoaks, and I do like often say Holly Shorts is Hollyoaks. I mean, awards are fantastic because they get the film out there and they get it noticed, they get the subject talked about, screening it. That's why it's been amazing to screen at Holly Shorts. But I think for me what's most important is that people see the film, they have an emotional reaction to it, and I hope they think about the subject, they relate to the subject. And one of the things that's been really rewarding for me is that every time the film was screened, I've had people coming up to me talking about their own experiences of these sort of situations. And maybe, you know, their experiences of feeling that they want something that means they don't quite fit in with what's considered to be normal, and, you know, how they find their own identity, how they find, you know, keep holding on to who they are in the face of sort of social pressure to do certain things in life, which I think is still, in many cases, it's still to settle down and have children.
Le grand moment est arrivé. Nous sommes sur le tapis rouge de clôture de la 19e édition du Holly Shorts Film Festival. Avec une petite particularité cette année, c'est que, eh bien, à cause de la tempête tropicale qui va s'abattre sur Los Angeles demain, eh bien, la cérémonie de clôture a été avancée d'une journée. Et je suis donc accompagnée sur le tapis de Laura J. Smith avec son film Gravide. Laura, bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Alors, on s'est déjà parlé un petit peu plus tôt aujourd'hui. Que s'est-il passé depuis? Can you tell us a little bit about how the closing day is going so far?
It's fantastic. It's been a really amazing festival to be part of. We screened quite early on in the Midnight Madness section. It was a fantastic screening. I think all the films were really, really kind of used horror, body horror, fantasy, science fiction to really say something that was existential, something about the human condition, which was what our film Gravid did. It was a wonderful program to be part of. It was amazing to screen here on Hollywood Boulevard, and the festival has just been fantastic. So,
Holly Shorts really is like an incubator for talent. Do you believe that it's maybe also an opportunity for Gravid to pick up a qualification tonight?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, we would love that. I mean, of course, I think it would be wonderful to get a recognition. But also, I think why it would be wonderful is because, you know, the film gets more exposure. Hopefully people talk more about the themes in the film, and actually something that's already happening. And that's kind of the most important thing to me, is that people start to get to people talk more about the themes in the film.
Before we head to the ceremony, I wanted to ask you, anyways, you're from London,
yes.
So any international distribution or projects on the horizon for Gravid?
Well, we've got a feature that I've been developing as a writer-director, which is something that Gravid is also a kind of proof of concept for. I developed that with the Cannes Film Festival Frontiers scheme. And then I've also got another horror film that I've been developing with the BFI.
Really exciting. And last but not least, this is the first year that there is a genre award that is coming with a donation and sponsorship and opportunities to make potentially a feature. What do you think about this new opportunity offered by the Holly Shorts Film Festival? Is it something that's important? Do you think it was time?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic opportunity, because what's really happening with genre recently again is that it's really being used to talk about the human condition. And I think, you know, in some ways that's horror has always done that, but I think it's started to begin, you know, it's got a kind of, I guess it's like something, it's something that's become more present recently, yeah.
And as always, it's all about being present and making sure to make the most of what is being offered by every moment. This is probably the beauty of cinema and international collaborations. Merci Laura.
Merci.
C'était pour la radio du cinéma.